Adding keywords is one of the most basic questions you could ask yourself whenever you have a new piece of content or you're a small business owner or blogger who just opened a recent website. After reading in-depth guides about SEO and seeing thousands of YouTube videos, you already know how adding a keyword is very important in order to optimize your article for search engines such as Google. The thing is, you have also installed plugins such as Yoast SEO and All-in-One SEO. They usually run through the keyword density thought that you should add your keyword at least 1% of your article or 2% of your article. While this is true and is a good practice, don't get me wrong, I mean, you do have to have a keyword when you're writing an article and you should focus on one and you should focus on search intent. Problem is that people usually get too crazy about this. In this episode, we'll learn how your small business website or you as a blogger can choose the proper amount of SEO keywords you should add per page without entering a territory full of mistakes that will cost you either tons of time or a huge amount of money. If you're interested in learning SEO without a thousands of dollar price tag, be sure to subscribe and share this podcast with your small business friends. So if you ask yourself how many SEO keywords you should add, is because you have a small notion of how SEO works. You know that keywords are really important and that you should add them. You probably use a keyword research tool. I don't know if it's free, if it's paid. By the way, I did write an article on this that you can find at seoforablog.com, which is my main website. But anyway, you do use a keyword research tool. So when you start writing, you have your Word file, you write that keyword at the top of the page so you remember that you have to use it. But here's the problem. You focus on keyword density way too much. For those of you who don't know, keyword density is basically a percentage of times you should add your keyword depending on the length of it. For example, if I were to write a 1000 article, 2000 word article, the recommendation is that you should add your keyword at least 10 times or 20 times. Plugins such as Yoast SEO go a step further and usually even give you a score depending on the amount of times that you added your keyword. They also show a tab which says that you should add your keyword at least 5 more times for good SEO scores or to remove it because you're saying it too much. Well, this is a good guideline. The problem is that people who don't know about SEO tend to get too crazy about this and start pushing words in a rather unnatural way. I have personally done this myself. I remember my first website when I was starting this whole SEO journey, I remember focusing too much in the score that Yoast gave me. I had, for example, keyword which was best SEO magazine in the entire world, which is a very long keyword, and I would try to add it as much as I could following Yoast SEO guidelines. What this made me do is add best SEO magazine in the entire world a rather unnatural amount of times. Just think about it. You have that long keyword. How often do you think you could add that long phrase? Probably 2 or 3 times around your article. So you see where I'm going. People usually have and choose these long keywords, which are perfectly fine, but they get too crazy about the amount of time that they should add them and end up sounding unnatural. Does this mean that you should ignore keyword density at all? No, it doesn't mean this, but it means that it shouldn't be one of the 10 commandments for you. Funny enough, there have been studies such as the ones run by Ahrefs, a very nice keyword research tool that I do recommend, that have shown how websites ranking in the top page of Google don't even add the keyword that they are ranking for. This means that if you create a good piece of content and provide it with good amount of links, good interlinking, on-spot, on-page SEO, you could potentially rank to a keyword without even targeting it. So we have 2 different opinions and ideas. First, I'm telling you how keyword density shouldn't be a rule, how you shouldn't add keywords following a percentage given by SEO gurus and tools such as Yoast SEO. In the other hand, I'm also telling you that there are websites ranking for keywords without even adding them in the content at all. I'm talking about title, meta description, alt text, they don't add it in a single spot in the entire article. Does this mean that you should ignore keyword density and not add keywords at all? No, it just means that you shouldn't go too crazy about it. Remember, the number one advice you could get regarding SEO and content creation is focusing on solving a search intent. What you want to do is use one of the 6 keyword research tools I'll give you in the comment section or that you could find at seoforablog.com, and then choose one keyword with low competition and a decent amount of traffic. After that, what you want to do is look at people also ask tab in Google, go to answer the public, and go to as many places as you can to find related keywords to the one you want to focus on. After that, I want you to see every single post from the first page of Google and even the second one if you want to go too serious about it. You want to see the structure, the formatting, how it's built, how it's written, the amount of links that it has. You want to see everything. And then what you want to do is create better answer for that search intent. If the long tail keyword you're targeting doesn't have websites with huge amounts of authority and links, you will most likely rank just by creating the best answer for a certain search intent. So, is keyword density useless? Not at all. It's a good rule that you should follow because adding keywords to your article is a good practice. Now, should you add keywords just to reach that 1% or 2% that the tool is suggesting? Not at all. What you should do instead is write for users and you'll naturally start writing your target keyword. At the end of the day, if you create the best article possible for that certain search intent and you have the amount of authority needed, you'll most likely rank to the first page of Google in no time. If you like this episode, I highly encourage you to subscribe, follow me on Instagram as SEO for a blog, but also share this episode with friends. I'll be more than happy to see you in the next time with more SEO tips without the SEO price tag.